9235. Pay ranges from $19.06 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE Live and Local Tuesday morning is here. Glad you are too. It is 821, 73 degrees. And it's time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. And the showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Looked at your credit report lately or ever? With ESFCU's Credit Sense, you have easy access to your credit report through the privacy of our online banking system. You can take a look at the accounts that make up your credit file. You can see your payment history. And best of all, you can spot mistakes that may be affecting your credit. And it's all free. Call 342-2336 for details.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, and we're going to be discussing enrollment, among other things, here today. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, Ron and Chuck?
We're doing all right. How are things going in the office today? Granted, it's early.
It is, yes.
Well, let's kick things off. We've got plenty to get to here this morning, so we always like to start the showcase off with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments. Never a lack of them. And Allison, what do you have on the Proud Moment sheet here this month?
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm fighting some allergies here. As of this morning, we have had over 978 students enrolled. And this is a fantastic response from everyone. So this is, Lindell was telling us earlier that this was more students even earlier. So we are very excited about that. And we really appreciate those families who have already enrolled their students. Early enrollment definitely helps the district plan ahead to make sure we have enough teachers and support staff, as well as giving us the opportunity to monitor class sizes. On this past Friday, July 8th, six Emporia High School choir students performed with the Kansas Choral Directors Summer All-State Choirs. They joined singers from around the state to practice and perform at White Concert Hall on the Washburn University campus. Each of students and former students who participated include Grace Ish, Audrey Sheely, Natalie Denton, Daniel Mendoza, Orion Turner, and Noah Widener. We are also excited to have 44 new certified staff and administrators joining us next week as they're scheduled to begin their new staff orientation. So this begins a very busy time for the district. We'd also like to congratulate Leslie Seeley for being elected as a new board president at last week's Board of Education meeting, and Grant Riles as the new board vice president of the school board for the 2022-2023 school year. At this time, we also like to thank Arca Terrence and Leslie Seeley for their service this past year as board president and vice president. We are looking forward to our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas, which will be providing our after-school care for the 2022-2023. They offer programs featuring various tools for academic success, good character, citizenship, and healthy lifestyles for students from kindergarten through fifth grade. Families will have the opportunity to sign up for this program during enrollment. At this time, I would also like to give a shout-out to the Rec Center and Emporia Arts Council, because they really pitched and helped us last year as, we were supposed to start that contract last year, but the Rec Center and Emporia Arts Council really stepped up and made sure that we were able to provide our families that after-school care. So big shout-out to them. And then we like to always talk about construction. So you'll see construction happening at actually most of our schools this summer. We're happy to share that the Jones Early Childhood Development Center staff members have been moving in and just finished their first week of extended school year this last week. Walnut Elementary is 98% complete. And those construction crews are finishing up the final pieces that were required by the fire marshal. Emporia High School is 90% complete, and the work is currently being done to finish renovations in the old science wing. Logan Avenue is 65% complete. You can see the exterior site work being done while painting and ceiling grids are going up inside. And then finally, go by Emporia Middle School, and it is there was a lot of action, and we are 1% complete. You'd think that we'd be a little bit further along with that percentage, as much as you see out there with the ground or the dirt work, but there's a lot of site work going on and outside demolition. So you can see crews at work getting things ready for construction. And I'll just put a plug in just that we are working on transportation. I'm sure as Emporia Middle School parents and students or Drayton staff probably, as they're driving by, they're a little bit worried about the parking and the drop-off and pickup situation, but we are working very closely with transportation. In fact, Mr. Martin, Mr. Fisher, Mr. Scheib, and Mrs. Charbonneau met last week to work through what that would look like for transportation. So we are actively being proactive about that and want to make sure that our kids are safe and getting to school and being picked up from school safely, both at the high school and the middle school.
Good to say 100% complete somewhere. 98%
nice.
Complete,
oh,
90% complete. Yeah, so a very fine progress being done, and that work from Emporia Middle School just starting out there. So Dr. Harder gives us a 1% complete. Thanks for the percentages. It keeps us
posted. You're welcome. We know you like those.
I do. I love those.
We like them, too.
All right. Well, thanks, Allison, for that. Well, let's bring in our guest this morning. We're going to be talking about enrollment from a couple of different avenues here this morning. We're going to be joined by Denise Cater, Director of Food Service, Justin Sargent, Director and Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center, Patricia Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist, and Lindell Langren, Director of Community Services, all with us this morning to talk about enrollment, which began yesterday and is off to, as Allison mentioned, a very good start. First, let's start with Denise Cater and talk food here this morning. Denise, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Denise.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. What do you have on the menu for today? Let me ask you that before we even get started.
Oh, goodness gracious. You would ask me a question I'm not prepared for, but hold on here. Today is Tuesday the 19th. We are having chicken tenders with a roll, cherry tomatoes, a banana, and milk.
See, Chuck, Denise is right on it.
Right on it. And
we can't get that by Denise. And we're talking about the summer meals program for kids ages 1 to 18 that goes on through July 29th. But, Denise, you kind of had to adjust, and you're only getting these meals at Riverside. So how many meals are being served out there?
Well, we're feeding about 900 kids per day. So it's kind of crazy there. It's pretty hectic.
Yeah.
But we're getting it done, and we're happy to do it. So we're hoping that we can get a few more people hired so next summer we can maybe be back to what we used to be. That would be really good. So if you want a job, USD 253 is a great place to work.
There you
go. Go to the job fair tomorrow at Flint Hills Mall, right?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Nice. Well, Denise, one of the things that, you know, we saw over the weekend and courtesy of Lindell was the reminder here that the federal school meal waivers are now off the table. It kind of really had been part and parcel of operations the last couple of years for school district parents. So kind of the reminder back out again. So you got to apply for those free or reduced meals, correct?
Right. Congress did not extend the funding for the free universal free lunches for all children. So that means we're back to asking families to fill out the free and reduced application. I would just encourage everybody to do it. It's a very simple process. It's very, very confidential. We'd be happy to help you if you have any questions. We're here from 6 a.m. until 2:30 every day. Our phone number is 620-341-2382. I can't think of anything else to say other than I really think you should fill out the free and reduced application. There's no harm in filling it out even if you don't qualify, but chances are that you will. So, and with groceries and everything the way they are right now, every little bit helps.
So the forms are available with the applications to enroll students, and Denise?
Yes, they are. They can do that online if they attend enrollment, or they can do it online from their home. If they would prefer a paper application, just get a hold of our office, and we'll be happy to send you one.
Easy enough. And it's really a fairly easy process, is it not?
Oh, yes. It'd take you probably 5 minutes to fill out the paperwork. So, and it's one per family.
Okay.
So I'm having to refresh my memory as well, too. yes, but it's just one per family, so make sure you list all of your kiddos that live in your household.
Get that taken care of. At enrollment, if you have any questions, just ask. They will be able to make that happen, so get those filled out. Denise, thanks as always. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all you guys do, and thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Denise. Justin Sargent, Director Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center, Flint Hills Mall. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? I'm great.
Doing good. So how things out the mall? Busy?
Yeah. I always love when enrollment runs around because, you know, the week before it's kind of quiet here all day long and there's, you know, no one here and the lights are turning off because it's just so slow. I'm in my office. And then enrollment happens and it's just a party. I mean, these ladies are so good. They're running this great ship. We've got so many people enrolled already. It's really fun to see how they work.
Well, let's talk about the programs and opportunities available through the Flint Hills Learning Center, Justin.
Yeah, so, you know, we offer our traditional, you know, diploma track for our adult learners. And so if there are any adults out there who want to come back and get their diploma, they haven't completed their requirements or their courses, we offer that. With that, I'm really excited. Last year, we actually were able to do our very first Flint Hills Learning Center graduation ceremony at the Emporia Heights Auditorium. And so we had a full-on traditional ceremony for our adult students. And I think that was really, really cool to see these students come through and actually get to wear the cap and gown, get to walk the stage. And so that was really exciting for those students. So we have that program. And then, of course, we have our English Language Learner program, which is kind of one of my favorite things to work with. To come in and kind of see students come in and you know, have very little English ability, but to see the pride and the excitement they get, you know, when as they learn little by little English language. And then, you know, for me, I'm always trying to learn Spanish, so it's kind of a fun way to kind of walk in and say, you know, hey, you know, I'll practice some Spanish with you, you're practicing English with me. And so I think what's really fun about that is that there's this really low level of, like, expectation. You know, we, in a sense of you know, we don't expect you to be perfect, but we just want to come work together. And it's not a scary thing. It's a very safe place to learn English, and everybody's really accommodating. And I've got a great team of ladies out here who work, you know, one on one with students to really help build them up. And so that's really exciting to do. And of course, we've got our citizenship courses as well. So we've got staff who help some of our students come through and work one on one, preparing them for the citizenship test. And help them get through, and we can still say that every person we have helped coach through the citizenship test has passed it on the first try. So we're at 100% right now, so it's exciting.
That's nice. Talk a bit, too, about maybe what students need to do to complete their high school diplomas here, Justin, because I'm assuming if they're going through the Flint Hills Learning Center, process is a little bit different than through the traditional school means.
Yeah, so over here we use an online schooling platform. So what makes that nice is that, you know, for adults, you can come on site, and we've got probably about 50 computers, you know, if you ever need to use a computer. But if you have internet access, as long as you are a student with us, you can log in from home, and you can work on your coursework anywhere you've got access. And so we've got students who, you know, will come in, and they'll get help when they need help. But a lot of times, if they know the stuff, they just got to get their work. And so they just kind of work through their coursework. You know, we have traditional Emporia High School graduation requirements. So they just kind of work through that. We'll take any transcripts that they have in the past. We can take whatever they've accomplished in high school prior to coming to us. We can give them credit for what they've already accomplished, and then we will just kind of make a plan for them going forward on what they need to do to get those requirements. And then once they're done, we say, hey, here's a cap and gown. Come celebrate with us. We'll have a graduation ceremony, and then we have kind of like a reception afterwards. And so it's really exciting to see those students come through and kind of get that diploma. And I kind of want to bring back an old slogan that I guess used to be around here where they used to always say, it's never too late to graduate. And so I think that's very true.
Never too late to graduate. That has a ring to it, doesn't it? Sounds pretty good.
It does.
So, Justin, if people would like more information, just stop out at the mall and hop into your office, the Flint Hills Learning Center. Anything online that people can find?
I believe we have our website online as well through the district. You can go there. Easiest way might be to call us as well. So if you are just curious about information, you can always call the office, 620-341-2251. And that'll give you to my secretary at the front of the school, and she can kind of direct you to me if you have any further questions that she can't answer.
That's Justin Sargent, Director, Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center at Flint Hills Mall. Justin, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that much. Let's bring in Patricia Reyes. Patricia is the Migrant Services Specialist, USD 253. Patricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys?
We are doing all right. How busy are you here with Migrant Services as enrollment gets rolling?
My goodness. Well, I'm going to have to piggyback on what Justin said. It's been like a party out here. It's been so busy, but it's a good busy. I'm glad that Dr. Harder shared the numbers of how many enrollments we did yesterday. I don't know that we even had time to look into that ourselves because it was just back-to-back busy, but it was great. It was great to be receiving phone calls with questions from families and getting some of those families to come in and enroll here on site.
Well, talk about the enrollment process and really what the enrollment process entails here for folks going through the Migrant Services Department.
Okay. Well, I will like to correct, it's not the Migrant Services Department. It is our enrollment department, and we're right now located out here at the Flint Hills Learning Center. We're so glad that we're out here and that Justin and his team have accommodated us because the location is just absolutely perfect for what we're doing. We're here Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5:30, and on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 1. If you're coming on site, we are asking parents to call us at the 620-341-2396 phone number, set up an appointment. At this time, we're only allowing the parents or the legal guardian to come into our location just because even though the space is very accommodating and large enough, it's still not large enough to accommodate, you know, too many people. And so we're asking for parents or guardians to come on their own once the appointment is made. We are also encouraging families to, if possible, enroll online if possible. And if they have any questions, to call us. We'll be more than happy to take them through the enrollment process over the phone if needed. We also have, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it sounds like there's really not a whole lot of change from past years when it comes to the enrollment process because it seems like it's a pretty standard enrollment procedure.
It is. It is. Justin and I were just having that conversation. It's like, okay, what are we going to say differently with Ron and Chuck this morning because it seems that every year it's the same. Well, I think it's good that it's the same. You know, it's like just continuous. So it's a good thing.
Well, it's good to hear you've been so busy and you're doing great work out there, Patricia. We appreciate it, and we hope things stay busy out at Flint Hills Mall. Thanks for your time this morning.
Well, Ron and Chuck, I do want to add, we do have bilingual staff both in English and Spanish, so if we have any of those parents or families that are needing that assistance, we can accommodate that as well. Denise was talking about the food services applications and how families can call her office and pick up applications there, and she would be more than happy to send those out. I would like to let families know that we have some of those applications here on site that they can stop by and pick those up. But then also, if families are enrolling with us here on site, we are helping them with that process at the time that they're processing the enrollment for their students. So we're doing everything here for them. So anything that they might need on that end, they are also more than welcome to call us here at the 620-341-2396, and we can take care of that.
341-2396 to get all, and we mean all, of your questions answered. Patricia, thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you, guys.
Always good to talk to you. Let's bring in Lindell Langren. Lindell is the Director of Community Services, USD 253. Lindell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. So it's obviously game on here, Lindell. Let's talk a little bit about the dates and the times and all the other needed details that people need to consider here, especially with enrollment officially getting rolling yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. So we mailed out our SNAP code letters to everybody that was in our system or was a new student that had pre-registered or returning student. And so everybody should have those in their mailboxes by now. If you don't, you can call that enrollment number, the 620-341-2396, and we can get you squared away with that SNAP code. Like I said, everybody that has pre-registered or is returning should have those in their mailboxes, and a large number of our families have used those SNAP codes and gotten enrolled, so we really appreciate that. So we kicked off enrollment yesterday morning, and we will be out at the mall working, as Patricia said, Monday through Friday. Our hours on Friday are a little bit shortened, but we'll be there, and you can do that online through August 2nd. Once we hit August 2nd, then everything is by appointment at the Learning Center. So if you have a family or if you're waiting until August 3rd to enroll, you will need an appointment, and you'll do that at the Learning Center. If you don't want to do that appointment, well, then obviously we go ahead and encourage you to get online. The links are on our website, so with the SNAP code, and go to our website, and you can have the links there, and you can do it from home or from any device where you have internet. And then once we get to August 10th, we need to move out of the Learning Center so that Justin and his staff can get ready for the year to kick off. And so then we'll be back here at Mary Herbert and finish up our final enrollments here with everybody to finalize that for classes starting on August 17th.
It's just about here. August 17th.
It is.
Under a month. I cannot believe that. So, Lindell, right. Obviously happy with the starts. A good number of enrollments happening yesterday, huh?
Very much so. We are really pleased. It's kind of a game for me. Once enrollment starts, I tend to check those numbers every 20, 30 minutes to see how many new ones have enrolled. And so I even do that at home, and my wife says, "Are you checking enrollment again?" And I say, "Yes, I am. I just want to see. I want to see the numbers." And so it's always exciting to see when there's another 30 people that have enrolled, or another 50 people enrolled, or even another two or three, because each one counts. And like I said, we appreciate those families that have done that already. And if you need help or need assistance, that's what we're here for. So we appreciate everybody that is getting enrolled for us for this year.
And it seems like everything really is moving smoothly at the Learning Center. Has been for several years now.
It is. We, as Patricia alluded, we really like that space and that location. For several years, we did it here at Mary Herbert, and there just, you know, there wasn't the parking, there wasn't the classroom space, the computers, and that sort of thing. So, like I said, we appreciate Justin and his staff accommodating us. We kind of come in and take over there for a few days, and that. But it is a great location for our families to be able to do that, and it just gives us the space that we need to, and it really works out well for all of us and for the district. And it also helps Justin's enrollment too, because we have families that are enrolling their students, but they need to finish their high school requirements, and so it works well for those families as well, so they can all get enrolled and get going at the same time.
Any questions, call 341-2396. Anything else, Lindell, we need to add?
Yeah, just a couple of other things I have real quick. We do have our activity calendars out at the mall, and so if you stop by enrollment, you can get that in Spanish and English, so we're excited to have that ready for enrollment. We usually try to have those for the first day, and we do this year, so we're excited about that. So if you need an activity calendar, you can get those at the mall as well. And then one other thing I wanted to point out, too, Chuck and I texted a little bit about it yesterday, but didn't get to talk to him about it. But I do want to thank everybody, or let everybody know, that the Flint Hills United Methodist Church and their community partners once again have supplied all the school supplies for our pre-K through 12th grade students. And so we just appreciate that partnership with them and all of the work that Dana Romer over at the First United Methodist Church and all those community partners that donate, and all the work that they do to make that available for all of our students. It's something that we, you know, can't thank them enough for, and it really helps all of our families, especially with the rising cost of you know, so many things right now. Not having to worry about school supplies definitely takes a little bit of burden off of those families as we get ready to start school.
Glad you brought that up. That's ultra significant. That is a massive project,
deal.
And boy, we thank them. Yeah, indeed, First United Methodist Church and the donors and volunteers that all make that happen. So again, Lindell, first day of class is?
August 17th, not too far away.
I know. Well, great job, everyone. We appreciate you appearing on the ESU Buzz. Denise Cater, Director of Food Services, USD 253. Justin Sargent, Director, Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Patricia Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist. Lindell Langren, Director of Community Relations for USD 253. And Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, thanks so much. Always good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you both, Ron and Chuck. Always good. Great to talk to you as well.
All right. Continued success. Talk to you later.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is the USD 253 Emporia Showcase with Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. KVOE, it is 843. Stay tuned. Headlines on the way.
Every cancer patient is unique, making every cancer battle personal. Once